I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi guys, welcome back to
Every Blonde Needs a Brunette,
brought to you by
your favourite blonde and brunette duo. I'm Grace Shadrack, the blonde.
I'm Grace Foley, the brunette.
And this podcast is us spilling all the tea, all the gossip
on our trips to major fashion capitals this year.
The secrets that are too hot for us to spill on YouTube.
They're coming on this podcast.
So get ready.
Hey.
Welcome back.
We're back, bees.
Happy Monday. Welcome back to Every Blonde Needs a Brunette.
I hope you're all having a beautiful Monday.
Hope it's bright and wonderful.
I hope we've brightened your day, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because today's episode is
a beefy one.
A very beefy one. And it is one you've all been waiting for because we still get comments about it to this day. And it was like 4 months ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago, actually.
It's quite a wild story. And I feel like some of you are going to be like, girls.
What the fuck?
That was really bad choices you made.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, girls, what were you doing? You could have got killed.
I remember at the time, our manager was messaging us because she was even so intrigued by it all.
Yeah.
Is this interesting?
It's so interesting and weird and so LA.
Wonderful.
Weird, yeah, wonderful.
But it's an interesting one.
It's very, very intriguing and we can't wait to tell you.
It's the last of the LA Diaries.
Very sad, but also on to the next.
On to next. Thank you, next. I feel like we have so much to like to tell because we're so behind in our travels.
Like, this is the beefiest one, though, I think.
Yeah.
This is the best episode of the whole podcast.
Oh, my God, don't jinx things.
I don't want to jinx things. Well, the thing is, I'm kind of scared to tell you guys.
Like, no, we're so like scared of this.
I feel like I'm telling, like...
a secret.
A big secret, and I'm like, I don't know what everyone's reaction is going to be.
No,
it's not like really all we did was a tender party, but it's just it had really weird vibes.
No, I'm more scared of getting sued, but we're really
I'm not because we're not. What are we going to say?
We're using cover names. We're not going to disclose anything about their looks or anything like that.
No one's going to know who it is, and they're not famous either.
Yeah, they're not famous.
They're not famous. So,
oh my God, I'm actually so guys. You don't understand. We literally put our lives at risk filming this podcast.
Honestly, we could get sued. Well, I don't think we will get sued.
No, but the amount of like stories we've told that we like will never tell. Like the public that
like there's things we've told you that we should probably shouldn't have got us in trouble before.
Do you know what I mean? We've told you guys so many of our secrets. It's
like you know our secrets, like you know our low points, you know our high points.
This is such like I feel like it's such a safe space, this podcast.
Yeah.
It feels so much more chill than like YouTube.
Yeah, if we were doing like story time, I feel like no one does story times on YouTube anymore.
No. Bring them back.
Bring them back. Bring back Tana Mojo.
Tana Mojo, I actually miss you.
Tana Mojo, CEO of Story Times.
My friend.
No one does this.
My friend kept saying I look like Tana Mojo because I have long hair.
Yeah.
She looked like Tana Mojo and Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj.
Super bass.
Boom, 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 you got the super bass. I know that song off by heart. If someone held a gun to my head and said, sing a song.
You'd be super
or
bass.
Rap.
I wouldn't pick super bass.
No, if someone said rap a song, I'd pick super bass. The only song I could rap.
I don't think I'd pick super bass.
I
get iffy on the second verse.
But it's with my old girl.
No,
wait,
actually, exactly.
Should I try and do it?
Yeah.
Okay. This one's the boys, the boomer systems. Uptown AC with the cooling system. When he comes to the club, he'll blazing up. Got that sun down like a saving up. And he'll, he might get a deal. He pop bottles on the rack, got a bill. Yo, he might sell. He always said, I would never fly Belgium on ship.
See, you don't know every single make word.
That's the kind of dude I was like,
so you would get shot by now.
And yeah, she goes, up to feel like a hoe. I said, excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. I mean, my, like, pelican fly. I mean,
what's the first verse?
Look at the guy with a thing in his eye.
Shh. What's the first verse?
He started it.
That's the first verse, no?
Oh.
Yeah.
I think I skipped a verse.
No, what's the first verse?
What I just sang.
Yeah, but what's the second verse? I'm saying the second verse is what I struggle with.
Can he get on? He's going to put them back on. He just got to give me that look. Got to give me that look. And then Penny's going off. Excuse me.
Same thing. Guy.
You know, I've really got a thing for American guys.
I mean, but these aren't the first verse.
Sticking in eyes.
Do you know what? Enough with this conversation now.
See, I can rap.
I'm not saying we're rap.
I'm done with the conversation.
I'm not saying I'm a DJ, but I am.
I'm a DJ.
I don't know what I would sing.
New career if the podcast fails.
I'm trying to think.
Something ABBA, but then I don't know if I actually know the words.
No, I don't. I get a bit flustered sometimes. I think I'll pick a Doja Cat song. Say So. I know every single
really?
Word to that. Yeah. Lockdown, I like listen to that every single day.
That I cannot listen to that song ever again. I can't listen to it because it reminds me of lockdown.
I love it still.
Hot punch is left to roll with.
I like the Nicki Minaj remix.
You've got to keep it focused. You wanna
say so?
Let me catch my breath.
It's so boring. Pretty like Naomi Cassie plus Lauren.
Plus Lauren.
Yeah, I think I picked that. Anyway, what an interesting topic, guys. Don't
I
you
know.
Love us?
Aren't we?
Don't you love how interesting?
Aren't we just
are?
Full of fun?
Guys, we're so fun.
We're so interesting and entertaining. Like, I bet
they're
sarcastic,
all guys.
I bet they don't skip any part of this podcast.
Are you guys hooked?
If you're actually listening to this bit and haven't skipped the story, thank you.
Hats. Off.
I just have to say a massive thank you.
Look, do you know what I think is my favourite part of our whole podcast?
Go on.
The Jess Glyn talk.
That is my highlight.
I think it was in the Milan Diaries. We had a whole discussion about Jess Glyn.
We were like, because basically Grace thought Jess Glyn was in our hotel room. Well, not in our hotel. Just go listen to the episode. Actually, I don't know which episode it was.
It was
listen
one
to
the Milan
all and you'll find out.
One the Milan's.
That was my fate. I was actually wetting.
That was such a highlight.
Do you ever listen to our podcast back?
No. Because I'm recording it, so I know what we've said.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I have. In We did face some repercussions, so I listened back to hear what...
Yeah, you watched the whole episode.
If what we said was that bad.
I only listen back if I'm, like, worried about stuff.
Yes.
Because sometimes we say things that, like, confidential information that would give away people's identities, and we always ask the editor to edit it out, so sometimes I go back and make sure,
just double check.
Yeah, because sometimes we'll say something like their hair color and we're like, shit,
or yeah, like that. Maybe we shouldn't really give it away that much.
Yeah, that's the only thing I check back on, because I'm like, shit, bro, imagine if they've left that in. I get a bit scared and I'm not getting a bit nervous,
don't get me nervous, but I get shaky, you know what I mean? I'm a bit worried.
You put your whole Bodice into that.
Why did that actually sound like
a bit worried?
I don't get nervous.
You know what that's from? The Apprentice. What?
Is it?
We've had so many run-ins with people from The Apprentice.
Oh.
No, I'm going to tell a funny story about someone that was on The Apprentice. He was on there for like 2 weeks and then he messaged me. Bear in mind, I think I was like 16 or 17. He was like 24. And all I did...
Why did he message you? Because you mentioned him in your story or something?
No, he just messaged me being like, oh, hi.
Oh, what, out of the blue?
Yeah, because he knew someone I knew. And then I just sent back a Lord Sugar... GIF, and then he was like, that's really rude.
Did you lose your friend? This is the winner.
He went out after 2 weeks.
Oh, that's very harsh.
I know.
To send a little sugar meme.
We've done that with someone else.
Yeah.
We know.
Not comment on that.
We know someone else that's infiliated with Lord Sugar, and he's probably the biggest dickhead in the world. So I've also sent a GIF there. A GIF goes a long way, guys.
Honestly, if you never know what to say, just send a GIF.
GIF it out.
Just GIF.
We're so odd. Okay, anyway, I think we should get on with the story now. So after this little break, we'll get on the story.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Okay, we're back and we're ready to spill some tea.
We're ready to tell you the story of the century. No, but I feel like I'm telling...
You're hyping up a bit
much. I feel like
much.
I'm telling my mom. Like, I'm just, no, not my mom. I'm just scared, like... I'm scared you guys are going to tell us off.
No, don't tell us off, guys. Otherwise, we'll never come
it's
back
done,
again.
It's done now, anyway. We can't go back.
It's done now.
And we're and we're alive. It's not like we died.
Yeah.
I think you're going to tell us off for being irresponsible.
Yeah, but sometimes you have to live life.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, anyway. So it all started at our favourite place in the world.
Il Posteo. And we was basically stood there waiting for hours. And then we just start hearing girls.
I will say though, we actually looked really nice this night because we were going clubbing. So we had heels, so we'd made bodycon dresses.
We'd made an effort. Like, we looked hot. I mean, in
hot too hot to trot.
In the smallest sense of the word, we looked hot.
Yeah.
Like, we tried. So we actually tried.
We're just standing
night.
There, like, dreaming of vodka pasta. We hear girls, girls.
No, it's like girls. It's like the wind is blowing and we're hearing girls, girls.
It's like coming from all directions. Yeah. Like, who the fuck is that?
I heard it at first. I was like, oh, he's probably talking to us. And I heard girls.
And we're like, okay, who is that?
No, and then we're like, okay, it's definitely aimed at us because like this man
what
has
other
not,
girls are here.
This man has not shut up, but he just keeps saying girls.
So we turn around. So and we turn around.
You know what? He actually did look quite handsome.
Yeah.
He had a white shirt on.
Older man. I would say around, well.
My father's age.
We're not sure on his age.
I would. He was a bit fishy about it. I think he looked about 45.
Yeah,
which is my dad's age.
That's so we turn weird. Around. He sat on his own on the front
but
table.
But he was on the front table, which is like prime position.
It's
which
the best table.
You kind of know if someone sat on that table, they're like close with the waiters. They're chummy with the waiters.
I mean, we later learned that he basically always had this table
because
every single
you can't
night.
Book.
He reserved this table.
The only way
night.
To have it would be like they must knowing do secret the reservations or like
he had it every single night. This particular table, which is actually really funny because I sat on that particular table. I was with my mum, my
you
auntie.
You got the table.
And I was like, fuck
you got
you.
The table.
Anyway, so yeah, we met this man. He was like, just go up to the waiters, say you're with Terry.
Terry.
We called him Terry.
His name's Terry.
Say you're with Terry and they'll sit you straight away.
And we just found that a bit embarrassing.
We don't
too embarrassing.
We
don't like heads. We don't like doing that. We're like, we're in a queue. We're British as well.
We
we're
don't
like,
push
okay,
queues.
We're in a queue. We've waited.
Wait your turn.
We don't, just because Terry's told us that we can use his name to try and get in. We're not going to use
it's
his name.
It's not in our personality.
And we just found it a little bit embarrassing because imagine if we'd said it to the waiters.
And they're
like,
who the
who?
Fuck's Terry?
Yeah. Which was probably more the reason. Like,
it's just not in my nature to be like, I know him.
No, or like, I know him, let me in. I deserve to be in more than
it's
these people. Like,
nature.
That's not what we do. We queue and we
queue
wait.
And we wait.
And by then, like, the man had literally told us. I think we actually just went up to the man and said, how long would it be? Like, we just asked him how long. And he said 5 minutes. We're like, we're not going to use Terry's name for the sake of 5 minutes. And then Terry just started going like this to us because he thought we'd used his name and got in.
Up.
And he, like, throughout the whole, like, time we'd meet up with him, he'd be like, oh yeah, these girls, they used my name and they got into Ilford State, and it was such a lie.
It wasn't.
And it really gave him an ego boost.
No, but like...
But like, we didn't actually
We didn't use his name. So we just carried on standing, and then he was like, girls, girls, girls.
He was like, I own a place in LA and you should go. No, not a place, that is in a house, but like, he owns a business in LA and you should go. Could be restaurant, could be cafe, could be coffee shop, could be club, whatever.
So... Yeah, he basically just kept, like, being like, girls, 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 come over here, like, whatever. We got on our table, we got his number, because he was like, I want you to come to my business.
But, like, getting his number was kind of pointless, because...
We can't text.
We couldn't text or call American numbers anyway. So I was like, have your number, but kind of useless.
Anyway, we actually just went on with our night,
We didn't even go to the place he told us to go and see him
after our dinner, and he was sat with two other girls. We were like, okay, Terry, thanks a lot. Thanks, no loyalties Terry. Here. Went home, had a really good night. The next day, somehow we got his Instagram.
Yes, we got his Instagram, and like, he was like, you should follow me. We were like, okay, whatever.
So we followed Terry.
And then we get a call from him.
Which is so scary. If you call on Instagram, like, you scare me.
He only called us on that because he couldn't call us on a normal phone.
Yeah, unless you're going to WhatsApp me.
So, WhatsApp call. So, we literally shat ourselves. We're like, why is Terry calling us? Terry just had a real groove to him. I can't explain it. He was just really, like...
Zesty.
So,
he called us and we, like, sat down. He was like... let's go out for some dinner, you know,
we're gonna go out for dinner with my friend.
He was like, I have a friend called
Jeff.
I have a friend called Jeff, us four, let's all go for dinner. And we're like, okay, cool, end the phone, calls again,
and then he goes, Jeff is one of the richest men ever, basically. Jeff owns a massive house in Palm Springs. Look up Jeff's house. It was all really flashy.
Yeah.
Jeff's like, and really it turned rich, to like, pretty much.
Actually, we're not going to go to a restaurant. You're all going to come round to Jeff's house. He has a private chef and we're going to have dinner. So we're like,
should we go? Like,
are we going to get murdered?
And then he was like, I'll pick you up in my truck. And the whole thing is sounding
the plot of like a serial killer film.
A serial killer's dream.
Like, and also,
a serial killer's dream.
We were outside, like, in our day looks. He was like, okay, I'll pick you up in an hour and a half. We're like, shit.
We need to get ready for this dinner at this, like,
billionaire's house. So we run home, and we really wanted a second opinion on, like, a mum being like,
yeah,
you won't get killed. But
it was like 3 a.m. back 3 a.m. at home. So we couldn't ask anyone.
The only person that was up was my auntie.
And you woke her up, didn't you?
I woke her up and I was like, look, we've been invited round this like billionaire's house, but what about if it's a scam? There's like,
if we get murdered, it's on you, but like, you know where we are.
So I told my auntie exactly.
Did you send the address?
I sent the address. She was like, okay, I'm gonna tell your mum when it's the morning. She was like, my auntie's like, YOLO. She was like, just go. It's just once a nice opportunity. But I was like, what about if Terry's lying? And there is no millionaire.
What if Terry just wants to do his truck to like murder us?
This is what I thought was happening.
I genuinely thought that is what Terry was doing.
Terry was really nice though.
But it's the fact that on the phone, Terry's yapping on for ages about how if we don't feel safe, we don't need to come. And I think that actually made me feel more unsafe.
The other thing was we kept saying, no, we don't want to go in your car, we'll meet you there. But he was like, you literally can't drive to his house because it's a private gate.
He said it's like in the same concept it's the same complex as lots of celebs.
We're not going to say who, but one of the biggest singers of all time.
Two really big British singers. Like, we're not talking like Jessica Lynn here. We're talking like...
the biggest singer in the world.
We're talking like two...
Yeah, was like next his next-door neighbour. So we're like, shit. So we're like, okay, we can't get Uber. So we just have to really trust Terry.
Like, if Terry wants... We were just like, do you know what? If we don't do this, we're going to kick ourselves. Like, we're young.
What a life.
We're having fun. What a way to go if we do go.
So Terry picks us up in his truck, comes to our hotel, picks us up. And it's like a 20-minute drive to Jeff's house. We have to show IDs to get into the
gates. Yeah, they have to, like, see.
We have to roll down our windows and show up.
There's like a... Sorry.
Ew! Flemmy phlegm. And it's a keep that in. Anyway,
We have to show IDs. Guys. We have to roll down our window. We have to like show why we're there. Like it's like really it's big really, security. Like,
and the fact there's someone working. Like, imagine having someone working on your road.
I know.
Like, imagine there being like a gate. It's like the Dartford Tunnel. It's yes. like literally a gate. It looked like the Dartford Tunnel gate.
So we get Terry's actually been really nice, really chill. Actually,
Terry seems quite normal.
Really normal. So at least we're feeling better. And he's like, just let me know if you don't feel comfortable.
And also, can I just say Terry wasn't being like.
Pervy
and being like
weird,
like trying to hit
he
on
was
us.
Just a really nice man
and but then I'm also like, why was he driving around two 19 year olds at 45? Like if my dad was doing that I'd be like, what the fuck.
Well, I think it was more Jeff's request.
I think it was Jeff's
but
request.
Terry was literally like, guys, if you feel unsafe just let me know, I'll drive you home as soon as possible. Like he was being really nice, so we're like, hey, we feel safe. So we get in, there's someone like working to like let us out the car, like drive, do you know what I mean? Like
yeah, there's someone staff. Working at his house and it is the most incredible house I've ever seen. Like it's just like a Beverly Hills mansion. Like
you can imagine, guys.
That's all I can really say. Like it literally was amazing.
And we were both bricking it. We got into the house and Jeff was in the back garden with loads of his friends, like playing tennis, whatever.
It wasn't even tennis, it was this other random.
Can't be too specific. So we met all of his friends, all of we met
they
Jeff.
Were basically all playing
Jeff
together.
Was like, how old? 60?
60, like actually probably could be a bit older.
And so Jeff's the billionaire and we met all of Jeff's friends and we were kind of shitting it.
The whole
honest.
Thing just sounds so weird, but like I think if any of you guys were in this, actually, maybe you wouldn't, but we were just like, we're going to go, we're going to see like a celebrity house. Like we're going
like, to do it. Jeff's not a celebrity.
When else
tell
are you?
You
no, Jeff isn't. But like he lives around celebrities. And when else are you going to be in a,
in this kind of position?
A billionaire's home? Like,
yeah. So we said hi to Jeff and then we kind of just stayed around with Terry because we knew Terry, we felt safe with Terry. And then all of Jeff's friends left but one. So there's now Jeff's friend, and then it's me, Grace, and Terry. So he gives us a tour of the house.
Yeah, Terry shows us everything.
It's an incredible house, I'm sure you guys can imagine. And then we sit down for a private chef's dinner, which was insane.
And it was like, like there was waitresses, there was everything.
There was
like
staff.
They cooked the most fancy, like the food portions were so small, and that's how like rich people
it
eat.
Was three-coursed. And there was even, like, guys, this is how you know it's a different level. There was someone there who came in and took his dog out for a wee. No, for a wee.
For a wee.
Like, there was
there
someone.
Was a dog sitter.
Specifically
in
there
his
to do
own
that.
House.
And there was, like, waitresses, and he had, like, a bell where he could press it and ask. He asked for more, like, cheese
I
or whatever.
I think he got really annoyed at the waitress for not bringing out enough vegetables, and I felt really bad for her.
It was just, like, a different level. And I'm sure you can imagine the conversation. We just kind of. We kind of just like sat there like.
No, guys, they had another friend there and they were basically just talking about business the whole time and we didn't know what to say that wouldn't sound
it was
like
kind of
stupid.
Awkward.
So we just, yeah. Anyway, and then I asked a question at the end. No, I nearly had a coughing fit. So I like ran to the toilet and one of them was like, you need to, oh no, I did. I said, excuse me, I'm just going to go to the toilet. And then he went, excuse yourself. Or something like that. Because I literally, that was the one that was the other friend.
Yeah.
But I literally ran away because I needed a coughing fit. I was like, I'm going to go to the toilet. It was awful. And then at the end, I was like, okay, when am I ever going to meet a billionaire again? I want to be successful. I'm going to ask him, what is the number one recommendation you have
for me
like,
to get
be
rich.
Successful? Like, what should I do? I wasn't very specific. I think I asked what to invest in, actually. But I kind of knew, I knew the answer would be property, which it was after he went. He literally went, you want my best advice? Marry someone rich. And I was like, oh.
Not really the answer
girl
I wanted.
I was like, Alexa, Taylor Swift.
The man.
Alexa, play Taylor Swift, the man.
Alexa, play Little Mix, Woman's World. But, yeah, so we had the dinner. We sat around and watched some sports on his TV.
I mean, it was we were a bit silent because I just think we felt
we were
very
silent but violent.
I literally went there, ate his lasagna, coughed in his toilet and left.
Stop.
Asked him how to be rich and left.
So yeah, that was that night. Then we met, Jeff messaged us and was like, oh, do you girls want to like hang out?
Or was it Terry?
Oh, yeah, sorry, I'm getting confused. Terry's the one that we already knew from Il Pasillo.
Terry seemed the least weird.
Terry is 40.
Oh, actually, maybe Terry seemed the most weird. I don't know.
Terry was 40, Jeff was 60. So Terry was like, oh, do you guys want to hang out? We did. He was really nice.
We had a brief meet-up. We just walked around LA with Terry for a bit, and he showed us, like, around.
Some sights.
Showed us some sights.
And that was
that
fine.
That sounds really suspicious.
And then the next day, we're just walking around Beverly Hills. He texts us being like, oh, come to Il Pasillo. I'm here. And we're like, okay. Walk to Il Pasillo.
And who is he sat with?
I don't know if we can even say.
I don't think we can say it.
But all I'm going to say is he is sat with the dad of two of the most famous people in the world. It's not Caitlyn Jenner, but it's two, like, that's all you need to know. It's like the dad of the two most famous people in the world. So we're like, we shake hands with this person.
I felt really shit sick ourselves. At this point. I was like, this is weird. I was like,
and they were, oh, at this point, sorry, backtrack. They actually, Jeff had invited us to his
Irish St. Patrick's Day party.
St. Patrick's in his house. So we'd already agreed to that.
So obviously, it just felt really weird. Like, because
they're older.
Old, they're like just old men. Like, we had to shake their hands. It's just a bit weird, to be honest.
But we were so gassed we met this really famous person's dad.
But we were like, oh my God, he's really famous. He looked creeped out.
He looked really creeped out.
He was like, why am I shaking their hand? We were like,
hello, sir.
Hi, sir. Honestly, guys, the whole thing was so weird.
So we're like, okay, the next day was the St. Patrick's Day party back at Jeff's house. We're going back to the billionaire's house.
Yes.
And our friend was like,
Terry picks us up again.
Terry said, don't wear heels.
Terry literally sabotaged us because we got there and it was full of like Russian supermodels.
Oh my God, it was so full tall. Of the most beautiful models I think I've
and
ever
then
seen.
We really got humbled because we were stumpy.
Stumpy and ugly. Everyone else was like 6 foot stunning models. Yeah. And we were there and our trainers like, what the fuck? So yeah, it was just full of models.
Well, we met this really nice woman who she basically her husband was friends with Jeff and like
she
stayed together.
She was the most amazing, iconic woman. And we actually spoke to her like recently and we went to
we
email her.
We email her updates
and
where
tell her
we
where
are.
We are.
She was like, I just love you, girl.
I'm actually going to send her.
She was like, I want.
Pitch Boston Africa.
Do it. She was like, I want updates on everywhere you go.
So we sent her
We literally do that. I don't even know if she wants them, but
she gets them. Because we're obsessed with her and she owned like all the Chanel bags in the world.
Her husband met at the Playboy Mansion.
She's such an icon.
She was such an icon.
So we loved her. So we basically just sat with her and chat with her all the night.
Yeah, and she was like, and there was did she say stay safe or something?
Yeah, she's just like, oh, you know, stay wary.
She probably weirded out by the fact that we were there.
And there was just so many like really hot, like really famous, like big girl models there.
They were all influencers.
They all had like a million followers on Instagram. So that was really interesting. There was a bagpipe player. There was a huge buffet dinner.
Like, oh my God, the food.
And we didn't
want
to go out for seconds because all these skinny models didn't eat anything.
Along with the oatmeal, ordering oatmeal at Beverly Hills Hotel. Second biggest regret is not having the lasagna from the buffet because I wanted to not feel fat.
We literally ate like beans and called it a day, but there were so many different types of pasta there and we didn't eat
No,
it.
Don't eat them.
No, there was gross.
We had the cake though. We had the Irish
cake. Yeah, only because our friend ate it.
But you know what really made me laugh? They had Scottish, they were all dressed up in Scottish outfits. At a St. Patrick's Day party.
Yeah, not correct.
And I was like, I'm Irish and this is wrong.
Yeah.
So they probably hated me.
There was a lot of very interesting people at this
place.
Honestly,
it was so groovy.
And
like some of the influencer girls would shout across the table. There was a bit of an argument, wasn't there?
We can't really say too much.
No,
but there was a little bit of a disagreement.
There was a disagreement. Like she was basically calling him misogynistic.
Yeah.
Which he was kind of being misogynistic.
It was just really interesting. Like, it was just...
It was such a weird party.
It actually was.
And it was. There wasn't actually that many people there, so it just had a really weird
energy. Because I think it was quite private. Like, it was quite exclusive.
It was just a gathering. And then he, like, requested to be sat next to these two Russian models, which really made me laugh.
That really made me laugh. We were just, like, pushed to the side with our cake.
Yeah.
And I was okay with that.
And then Terry got really upset because we'd rather sit... We wanted to sit with the nice woman rather than him. And he was like, come over here. And we didn't go.
I know. And then I was like, and then I tried to make up to him. And I was like, we've really missed you. Like, where have you been?
He was like, no, you haven't.
I was like, yes, we have. We've really missed you. And then it all went all right. And then Terry drove us home. And guys, there is actually a lot more to the story, but we can't say it just actually for legal reasons. Oh, guys, I wish I could tell you more.
There's a couple more things, but it's nothing like seedy. It's nothing it's like funny. That you tried to
it's
like
it's really funny.
Grab us or anything. But it's like, just like little details that we can't tell you.
Because due to the fact that we're so scared of getting sued.
But like nothing, all I'm going to say is no moves were made on us. Like, oh, no. Don't worry.
Not one at all. It was just really.
Don't worry. We weren't like. I mean, we were perved on a bit, but not in the sense of like.
Any action.
No action was made. It was just.
It was actually all good. The only funny thing we can say is they went through our Instagrams and they were really zooming in on particular ads. And if you know, you know.
We can't certain say. Ads. And they'd be like, oh, I like this one.
They were like, I wonder why you like that one. If you go on our Instagram, you should know. But anyway, that's the story of the billionaire. After that,
I feel like we haven't told
it ended
enough.
Really oddly.
It ended really sourly. Because, well, not sourly.
Terry said he was like, I'm going
to...
Terry told us we were going to get wine and dine.
He was like, before you leave, let me wine and dine you girls. I'm going to take you to Posteo.
So we messaged him, being like, oh, can we go to a Posteo? And he was like, just didn't reply.
He was like, oh, I think he put yes.
He didn't wine and dine us, that's all you need to know.
And then the other week he asked if we were in Paris.
So is the relationship still there with Terry? We have a love for
but
Terry.
Like, no, because we just had... I think Terry just wanted to be our manager.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Terry wanted...
We kept saying he could have been our life coach.
Terry was like, I'm going to call the OK magazine and get you an article.
Because, guys, the connections that Terry had was
so
insane.
Many connections. And he was like, I can be your manager. Terry was like...
Georgie, watch out.
Georgie. Keep your eyes open.
Terry eyes might be taking your job.
Terry was like, if you move to LA, I'll become your manager and I'll get you famous within weeks.
He was like,
I'll get you in all of the hot spots.
He had a mission. I actually really liked Terry.
I think there was a good vibe with Terry. Like, it wasn't pervy. It was just Terry wanted.
He took us to all these lovely places. He introduced us to Jeff. We love Terry.
I really love Terry, and I think there was kind of a father figure vibe.
No, it was father
slightly
figure.
Slightly weird. He would drive us around.
Be a father figure, put your tiny hands
on. Yeah, we were so far from home, we needed a father figure.
And we found that in Terry. Oh, do you know what? Bless up.
Bless Terry.
Bless your
Terry,
soul.
We love you if you know who you are.
You know who you are. He won't watch this.
No,
Terry. You won't know what podcasts. So.
Terry's a bit too old for podcasts. I think.
Terry's busy as fuck.
Terry's running around, very busy. Yeah. I'm surprised he even made time for us.
I know.
Well, very lucky.
He always makes time.
He wants to wine and dine us. We didn't get that though. Do you know what, Terry? Come to Paris and wine and dine us, please.
Terry, we're moving to Paris in January. Come wine and dine.
And wine and dine. Two words.
Wine
dine.
ASAP.
Tomorrow.
Anyway, so that is the story time of the billionaire. We wish we could tell you guys more, but
there's a few more things
for legal reasons we can't.
But just know there was no action in that.
No
way
funny business.
We just know that's just
guys,
not a bit
come
of
on,
us.
Not from us. Not
come
from
on.
Us. Come on, we're innocent. And I think we've told you guys like the main bulks of the story. There's just like little
yeah,
details,
it's just funny,
which
like,
make it even more iconic that we just can't say.
It's more little things, but like
can I just say? This is what I'm going to say is Terry had a famous girlfriend.
Ex-girlfriend. They weren't together.
That like, it's just so iconic. We just can't, but whatever.
You probably won't know who, no, they might know. Who.
I knew, you didn't.
You only knew though because you.
No, I knew.
Well, I can't say why you knew. It wasn't, she has it wasn't a, someone like
we
really.
We saw her Hollywood star.
That was it.
We hope you have enjoyed the LA Diaries. We've really enjoyed filming these actually.
Yeah, I've had a real laugh.
I've had the time.
I've had a real life.
And we owe it all to you.
I've had the time of my life. That was quite good.
Should we become singers? Fuck podcasts. Let's become
We've
singers.
We've got the mics. We've got the connections. We're going to move to Hollywood with a dream.
Terry's going to be our manager. Jeff's going to be the person that invests in us.
Do you know what though? I think Terry actually would manage us.
He would. And I would.
I think I would trust Terry as a manager.
Yeah. I mean, Georgie, you're not losing your job. Don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry. We're not actually
it sounds like we're like threatening
LA.
It.
No.
Yeah, so we hope you guys enjoyed this LA Diaries. We're so glad we finally got this story off our chests. It feels like a weight has been lifted.
And we're just, yeah.
Thank you for that, Grace.
Thanks for giving us nothing.
Go girl, give us nothing.
We might go back to LA next year. Who knows? Maybe we'll do Coachella.
You might see.
There might be more Jeff and thingy stories.
Jeff and Terry.
Jeff and Terry, what a duo.
What a duo. So the next episode is going to be about our little city break we did to Sweden, Copenhagen, Amsterdam.
So we're doing one
Amsterdam.
Episode on all of it.
Yeah, nothing really happened.
Not a lot. We're just gonna talk about each place.
Yeah, what we liked, what we didn't
and any
like.
Did any drama happen?
We'll really? Discuss it all.
We're gonna brainstorm.
Break it down.
Break it down for you all.
Can I break it down? That's what Bruno Mars does.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My husband.
Okay.
Thanks so much for watching, guys.
We love you.
See you next Monday.
Bye.